place, you know, at that time. And so they were so anxious for people to start building along the railroad so that they would have more transportation, people to transport. And so he talked Mr. into letting him be the agent, land agent for the LNN. And they let him have 250,000 acres up and down here, 15 miles on either side of the railroad to sell. And he did it. And so that, see, I just thrilled him to pieces because here he had a chance in this wilderness. So he gets a carriage, and I imagine some wagon, called it a carriage, maybe a buggy, a surrey, and goes through, all through the area looking for the best place, and he picked out the place right here as the place that he would start the colony.
There was no one living here.
Nobody. There were two or three little log huts where the people had lived when they built the railroad scene. And then there were a few squatters around. There were, on the outlying edges of the county, there were some people down in the western side who had come from North Carolina and South Carolina and Tennessee after the Jackson, after General Jackson went down to New Orleans, you know, that was in 1815. They had followed that trail and had settled, you know. But right here, it was just wilderness, nothing but wilderness.
What year was this?
This was in 1873. And he brought in April, well, in fact, it was 1872 when he picked it out, but in February of 1873, 12 men came down from Cincinnati and picked out their own lots and built little one-room log cabins for their families. But when it was time to come in April to bring the families, everybody but five families had chickened out.
Oh.
Yes, they were afraid, you know.
Too long a trip?
Too much wilderness? Too much wilderness, nothing, you know. And so...
Were there Indians? Was it dangerous?
No dangers. We hardly find even Indian arrowheads. It was, see, this was not even an interesting place for the Indians. It was just top of a mountain wilderness, no water, a few little creeks, but you know, not any really great, nothing great about it.
What are the creeks in the area?
Well, we have Brindley Creek, named the first settler out on that side, and we have Short Creek. We have 8 Mile Creek.
I've heard of that.
And then we have, now, we have all this marvelous Smith Lake, backwaters from the Alabama Power Dam. Mm. We just have beautiful water. Then we also have, since World War II, we have beautiful ponds on every farm, nearly. Uh-huh. But you see, until after World War II, when machinery was available to do the digging of the ponds and the damming of the streams and so forth. Well, with the plow and a mule, you couldn't do that. And with...
Couldn't do much.
There's
not a river near you?
Oh, no big river. We don't have any really big rivers.
Do you have any small rivers?
Just small creeks and rivers. Just, we have Rhine Creek. No, we don't have any. Except, now, the Smith Lake is on the Black Warrior. Mm. It's on the Black Warrior, but see, Smith Lake is really... It's made by the dam, which is in the edge of Walker County. But Cullman County has enjoyed the best part of the backwater, see.
Okay, now to get back to, you were talking about that nobody lived in this area because there was no water.
Yes, well, yes, the Indians sort of left us. But then Mr. He brought all these German families, and within 1 year, there were 123 families who had come. So